FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
The way they want to do this is return to catch and release. Their solution is, whenever anyone is apprehended, just release them. Well, that's true. It keeps the families together, but it doesn't enforce our immigration laws, and even more importantly, it incentivizes more illegal immigration. It incentivizes more people to break our laws, which means it causes more children to be abused, to be physically abused, to be sexually abused by human traffickers. I don't think the right answer is to return to catch and release.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. We know that is not the right answer, despite us being a bunch of heartless right-wingers in this country. If you listen to people like Chuck Schumer and Rachel Maddow, give me a break. Kamara Clifton is my guest right now from Clifton Network Partners. She's a political strategist, and we've had her as a guest before. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you. So I know the president met with some of these GOP leaders yesterday to try to work this out. But maybe I'm just missing the point here, but it strikes me that no matter what they come up with, the Democrats are not going to cooperate because they think they've latched onto a winner here.
Oh, you're absolutely right. This is the most disingenuous conversation that's going on. And I think you hit it right on in your intro before you brought me on the air. Senator Schumer was public and very clear. This is not about those kids. This is about politics and getting a majority for the House and Senate back in the midterms. How much more clear does he have to be on their position? This is just one of these distractions. It's, you know, and I heard a quote this morning, rage makes us deaf to reason. And think about that. They're just trying to stir up a lot of rage so that your clear voice and my voice about what's reasonable will not be heard.
Yeah, but we're not reasonable. Didn't you hear Rachel Maddow break down in tears when she found out that they have what did she call it? Tender aid shelters? I mean, she should be happy about that.
Well, she should be. And what is she? Have you ever seen her cry on air about the tens of thousands of American children who are sleeping on the floor in DFS offices around the country because we're not funding those programs to look after them?
I did hear her cry after she had to read the election results November of 2016.
Well, there you go. But you know, her tears are selective, and they're very pointed. So again, disingenuous. You know, I did some research, which anybody can do. Just go to the AFID site, the government site, about Guatemala. And this is a point of reason that nobody really is talking much about, but we spend $1.3 billion taxpayer dollars a year and more. That's really all they reported, but I know that there's more that goes there because I've been there a couple of times and talked to people about it. But $1.3 billion of taxpayer money to improve the country of Guatemala. They have less population than any one of our mid-sized cities, and they are exporting their future by sending, at the rate of about 7,000 a year, 70,000 a year, young immigrants. The median age there is only 21. Think about that. What if you had a country run by 21-year-olds? You know, this is not logical or reasonable on any front. If we're going to send 1.3, and I know in the scheme of the budget and AFID and all that, 1.3 billion is not a lot, but they get the majority of the money that we send to Central America. And yet, here they are piling in. Why is that? Because Democrats want them here so they can vote for Democrats.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. I made that point earlier. There's no doubt about it. They see it as a voting block, and that's just it's a sad state of affairs. Listen, Kamara, we're out of time. I appreciate your time. Is there a website people can go to read more of your thoughts?
You know, what I'd like them to do is go to LinkedIn.
Okay.
That's the social media that I use, and it's Kamara Clifton. And please go and message me or connect with me, and we'll get that going.
Will do. Hey, Kamara, thanks so much for your time.
God bless you.
You bet. Thank you for your thoughts on that. I appreciate it, and I concur.